Okay, let's get started. We have only a few minutes. Due to technical constraints. But we're going to try to at least touch on this topic very briefly. It might be easier to get in that way. There's definitely more seats. Okay. You're just blessed with a lot of balut that sense. Okay. Set? Ready? Hi. Ready? Okay. I wanted to touch on a very short but extremely, extremely important topic. I will tell you that a number of years ago, an old friend in Charuta, who is a Ram in one of the major Hezder Yeshivot, very close friend, so he asked me, what should I be teaching my Talmidim? What's the most important thing that I have to get across to them? And I didn't have to stop even for a second to answer that I think that what is most important to get across, what we most need to get across more than anything else, is the idea that's contained in the Sifrei, and it's also found in the Gemara Yoma that's on this sheet. And I'd like to put into a little bit of context, but I think that that's really, really the key that we have to understand. And I want to just go over the Yerushalmi in Bar Mitzvah, the very famous Gemara in the second parak, put it into context and what the implications are, where it's coming from, and what it's telling us, just very briefly. It's something that should be very simple and obvious and clear, but you look around, whether here, whether there, and clearly, it's not a message that has totally gone across. The Yerushalmi tells us about Shimon ben Shetach, right? Shimon ben Shetach, you have to understand, Shimon ben Shetach, there's still seats over there. There's still seats over there. Okay. So, Shimon ben Shetach was the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech. He was the brother of Shomtzion, who was the wife of Yanai. And when Yanai is described in Gemara Kedusha and Samach Vav, when Yanai killed out all the Chachamim, because of his sister, Shimon ben Shetach escaped, was hidden by his sister, a famous Gemara in Brachot, about Birka HaMazon, I'm sure many of you have come across. And in the end of the day, Shimon ben Shetach ends up reestablishing Jewish education. He promulgates Torah throughout Klal Yisrael. That's what's alluded to by the Yerushalmi in Ketubot, about his institution, of Shiva Tinokot, Hochlin Beit HaSefer. Again, Shimon ben Shetach had on his shoulders the Torah education of Am Yisrael, period. Okay, it's important to understand that. Without understanding that, you can't appreciate what happens in the Yerushalmi in Bar Mitzvah. The Yerushalmi in Bar Mitzvah tells us that Shimon ben Shetach, as people learned so beautifully during our extended Chavruta time, Shimon ben Shetach, like all the Chachamim at that time, so discussing at the moment our situation, Machlok Rishonim, Rambam versus most other Rishonim, but classically, as the Rambam points out, and can't argue with this, that the Chachamim were always also, they also earned a living through other means, and Shimon ben Shetach, in addition to being not just one of the great Chacham, after the Chacham had been killed down, he was the source of Torah, really. Shimon ben Shetach was doing that on the side, right? Besides earning a living. So the Yerushalmi says this, Talmidim said to him, listen, we'll go buy a chamor for you, and that way you'll have transportation, you'll be able to do things more efficiently, you won't have to exert yourself as much, and the implication, of course, is that he'll have much more time for learning and teaching Torah. And again, we're not talking about teaching Torah that he gave a shiur. We're talking about that he was responsible for Talmud Torah for Klal Yisrael. So they go and buy in this chamor. Again, I'm doing it very briefly because A, we don't have much time, and B, because you already spent a lot of time on it. But it says that they say to him, with your permission, we'll go buy you this chamor. Arpi minach, the end of the first line, Banan, Zav Ninan lach, Achad achamar. I'm going to go and buy one for you. Velet at lai sugan. You're not going to hurt yourself so much anymore. Az zavnu lechad achamar, michad sirkai. Very important. They buy it from a sirkai. This guy is, you know, mafioso. This is a person who's like, a thief, a murderer, whatever. This guy is a total lowlife. And that's very important for the story. And it turns out, v'tali be'chad margalei. So there was this gem or pearl that was attached to it. And when the Talmidim come to Shimon ben Shelach and say, great news, right? You're able to retire from your other work and you can just focus on Torah. So what happens? He says to them, listen, what do you mean? And they told him that it was Chad Chamar Michad Sirkai. They told him what the story was, who they got it from. When they tell him the story, he says, one second, did he know that he was selling this to you? Was that part of the deal? And they said, no, he didn't know. It was hidden there, he didn't know about it. We didn't steal it from him, but he lost it and he didn't know it was there. So, if anyone missed the attendance, so just please check yourselves off on your way out. In any case, back to Yerushalmi. So what happens? They said to him, no, he didn't know. So he said, well, you have to return it, right? He instructs them to return it. And they say to him, what do you mean? But Avedat Akum is certainly not a chiyuv. Why do you say that? And this person was not, you know, a wonderful, fine, upstanding person. This was some, you know, gangster. So Avedat Muteret. So Shimon ben Shelach gives a very important answer, just quoted the halacha, and very important to understand. He says the following. Matan sovereign. He doesn't just say, no, I refuse. He says, what's your havamina? What are you thinking? Shimon ben Shelach, barbarian have? What do you think? I'm some kind of a barbarian? Have a bai, have a Shimon ben Shelach, mishma, berich elahon, do you die? Me'agar kol hadein alma. I, says Shimon ben Shelach, would rather hear from this sirkai, berich elahon, do you die? Me'agar kol hadein alma, than all the money in the world. I'd rather hear from him that he says when you return the jewel, that, you know, blessed is the God of the Jews. In other words, the Kiddush Hashem is more important than all the money in the world. Now understand, when he said that all the money in the world, he's not talking about whether he's going to be able to go out and buy a mansion, or whether he's going to be able to go on a vacation, or whether he's going to be able, whatever it is, you know, get a, you know. He's not talking about stam. He's talking about, is he going to be able to retire and devote all his time to teaching Torah to not just have his little yeshiva, to teach Torah to all of Am Yisrael. And yet Shimon ben Shelach says, what's the havamina that I would take this money, which I'm not obligated to give him, which is, I didn't take it from him illegally or dishonestly. It was, he lost it and I found it. But I have an opportunity of Kiddush Hashem. That certainly is more important than all the money in the world. Again, all the money in the world that I'm going to use to be able to teach Torah to all of Am Yisrael. Okay, we have here a clarification of relative values that is very, very significant. And I say this because, unfortunately, there are cases that we know of where people, where Rosh Yeshiva, where Rebbes, whatever it is, clearly make different decisions. And it's important to know what Chazal say about this. And it's important to be clear on what the priorities are. I want to explain in a few moments where Shimon ben Shelach got it from, I think. But before we even begin to do that, you know, I'm going to take the questions at the end just because of the fact that we have such limited time. I apologize. But I want to make the following point. Again, I'm sorry it's so much of a lecture, but just again, only because of the constraints of time. Talmud Torah is very important. No question about it. We know many Ma'amrei Chazal about how important Talmud Torah is. I'm sure you've learned many of them this year. And I believe in that also. There's certainly a tremendous importance to Avodah Zarah. Rejection of Avodah Zarah. Very, very fundamental. You read Mar Nevuchim, you see the Rambam thought that the negation of Avodah Zarah, and certainly there are sources in Chazal for this, but I'm saying, I'm specifically mentioning the Rambam for a reason. You look at Mar Nevuchim and you see how much, we talked about Tamei HaMitzvot, every other mitzvot, you know, because of this issue, because related to Avodah Zarah, very fundamental, right? Person is covered by Avodah Zarah, it's Mod B'Kol Torah Kula, we know, very fundamental. Shabbos, right? Shabbos, very, very fundamental. But if you want to find the halachot of Shabbos, where does the Rambam put the halachot of Shabbos? Zman, okay, right. Zman, Hilchot Shabbat, right? It's Hilchot Shabbat. There's a section of Hilchot Shabbat. Talmud Torah, there's a section, Hilchot Talmud Torah, right? Avodah Zarah, Hilchot Avodah Kochah Mazal. There are sections for each of these halachot. The Rambam, at the very beginning of Mishnah Torah, has another section called Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, Fundamentals of Torah. And that's not where you have Shabbos or Avodah Zarah or Talmud Torah even. Even though the Rambam certainly thought that all those things and many other things, Kashrut, whatever you like, Yisurei Biyah, whatever you'd like to add to the list, are certainly fundamentals of Torah. But Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah is even more fundamental than that. What does the Rambam discuss in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah? That's where the Rambam talks about things that are even more fundamental. And one of the major things that's discussed in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah specifically is the idea of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Right? The Gemara says in Yom Pei Bet Amin Aleph, and this is, sorry, that's not the Gemara I want, the Gemara in Pei Vav, rather, which is parallel to the Sifrei. The Braita that's quoted here is from the Sifrei. Abai Amar Kiddutani V'ahavta Tashem Alkecha Shehei Shem Shamayim Mitahev Al Yadcha Shehei Kori V'shonim Shayash Tamei Chachamim. Person certainly should be Ben Abba Torah, they should learn Torah, they should chule chule. Shall there more seats over there? Okay, stay there. So Shehei Adam Shehei Kori V'shonim Shayash Tamei Chachamim. A person should deal with people in a pleasant, gentle way, and should. What do people say? Ashrei Aviv Shlomdo Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shlomdo Torah. Oylam Labriot Shlomdo Torah. What terrible loss when someone doesn't learn Torah, because after all, Plon Shlomdo Torah. This person who learned or was taught Torah, Re'u kamam na'im d'rachav, kamam into kanim ma'asav, alav ha'katuv omer, right? Shem says about them, avdi ata Yisrael shebechayet pa'er. Aval mi shekorei v'shoneh ha'mashmesh talmin chachamim, ve'ein ma'asav matanah be'amunah, a person doesn't deal honestly in business dealings, ve'ein dibru b'nachan ha'mabriyot, doesn't speak nicely to other people, ma'briyot omrot alav, oylo l'ploni shelimdo Torah, Oylo la'aviv shelimdo Torah, oylo rabo shelimdo Torah, and so on and so forth. Right? Rukam kukalamasav, and so on and so forth. And this, of course, the Rambam quotes, if you could read the very small print, but I said, when I was Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, so I could put it in small print. But I just want to show you, this Gemara the Rambam codifies specifically, Parakei of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. Right? This is not a detail. This is the foundation. I think that, and we can get back to the Psukim in just a few moments, but I want to make this point just very clearly. That Nirah Li, that there's one thing that has to always be on our minds, always, wherever we go. We go onto the bus, we go to the shuk, we go into a store, we go and whatever it is, we bump into strangers, we go and whatever we're doing, in this building, out of this building, this year, next year, the year after, when we're working, when we're in school, whatever it is this idea of Kiddush Hashem. We have to realize that Yahavta Hashem El Kecha means Shehei Shem Shamayim Mitahev Al Yadcha. One thing you see over Baruch Hashem, years and years, really decades and decades, I have to admit to myself, decades and decades of involvement in Chinuch, one thing you see all the time, that there are a lot of important questions that people struggle with and things we have to think about, b'chulei. The number one question that bothers people and that affects people and it changes who they're going to be and what path they're going to choose more than anything else, when any question of Sakharalam, Rasha Toblo, or this question or that question or the other, is, but there are these people and they're supposedly religious Jews and look how they act and what they're doing and they're not ethical and then v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. That's the number one kasha. That's the most important kasha more than anything else. And we have to realize for ourselves that whatever we are supposed to say for ourselves, which is a different question about how we're supposed to relate to that kasha when we have it, but we shouldn't be the source of that kasha. We should have that. It should be Shehei Shem Shemayim Mitahev Al Yadcha. I don't think I'm saying any chidushim, except that you look around and you see that it's not always what is commonly practiced. And I believe, let's talk about here, not about any place else, but just here, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, there's no question, you see it tangibly. If everyone who consider themselves to be a Torah Jew, everyone who considers themselves to be in any definition whatsoever, dati, or whatever word you like to use, in place of that, but anyone considering themselves to be a religious Jew would have at least the background of their consciousness, not the forefront, at least, in the back of their minds at all times. When they go onto the bus, when they go into the store, when they go on the street, this sifrei, there's no question that would be a different place. And Emal Daber, if every person who considers themselves to be a religious Jew, when they're in a more public forum, like the Knesset or whatever, that for sure, it would be a different place. It would be a different place. And we would be at a different stage. We would be at a different place for sure. And that's a very, very, on the one hand, in a certain sense, it's very sad and tragic and troubling. On the other hand, it certainly gives us an idea of a little bit of our responsibility. Okay, that's the main point. Just a quick footnote. Shem ben Shetach, I think, had a role model. And that role model is Avraham Avinu. And I'd just like to clarify for a moment, based on Pesukim and Perek Yudal, for a moment, there's a well-known question that I'm sure that anyone who's read Breishit, let alone learn Breishit, has this question, and certainly there are many different answers to it. But we know that it's a very strange thing. Avraham Avinu makes a big deal when he meets with Malkitzedek. Malkitzedek says to him that, Malkitzedek is there, but the king of stone. And Malkitzedek says to Avraham, Ten li anefesh varchush kach lach. And Avram responds in Pasuk Chavet, and he says, "Vayomer Avram Melch Sodom Harimoti Yadi Al Adonai El Elyon Kone Shamayim VaAretz Imichut VaAtzroch Naal VeMekach Mikol Hashalach Val Tamar Ni Hasharati Et Avram." Chas V'Shalom, I refuse to take anything, not a shoelace from you, nothing. This is the same Avram Avinu who takes all this wealth from Paro. What's going on? When Paro gives all his wealth because of the whole story of Sarai, and Avram, not only that, Lamani tavli ba'avurech, b'chaita nafshi b'glalech, and Chazal say, what does it mean, Lamani tavli ba'avurech, nuli matana? What's going on? Why harimoti adil Hashem el-yom? All of a sudden Avram is so opposed to taking what is rightfully his. This was kibush milchama. He won this in the war. It was his possessions. He had more of a right to this. This was less of a gift from the king of stone than what Paro was giving him. But Paro gives it to him, and he takes it, and there's no questions. And Melch Stone gives it to him. Chas v'shalom, I wouldn't think of taking a shoelace. And really, Melch Stone's not giving it to him. He won in the war. It's kibush milchama. So what's going on? The answer, I think, and again, there are different answers, but I believe the answer is the following. If you look closely at what's happening here, there are three players. There's Avram, there's the king of stone, and there's Malkitzedek. Malkitzedek, not talking about drashot, midrashim, etc. Simple pshat, if you look closely at the Ramban, you'll see that he learns also that the simple pshat is not necessarily that Malkitzedek is shame. In any case, Malkitzedek comes there and he says to Avram, Harimoti, I'm sorry, he says to Avram, it's been a long day, Pasuk Chaf, Uvaruch El Elyon, Asher Migain, Sarach Be'edecha, right, by Vacher, by Omar, Baruch Avram Le'El Elyon, Konei Shamayim Va'aretz. He says, blessed is Hashem, is Avram to Hashem, not to Hashem, to the Creator, right, to El Elyon, to the highest power, who is Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz, who created heaven and earth. Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon, the highest God, who is Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz. And what does Avram answer? Harimoti Yadi El Hashem Kel Elyon Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz. Okay? Avram uses Malki Tzedek's words of Kel Elyon Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz, but he sticks in, he attaches to it, Hashem Kel Elyon Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz. That's Malki Tzedek. Melech Sdom. What happens with Melech Sdom? Melech Sdom is this very slimy character. King of Sdom, as we would expect. I mean, after all, he probably didn't get to be the King of Sdom for nothing, right? So the King of Sdom, what does he say? Remember, whose stuff is this? It's Avram's, right? Sdom, it's long gone from Sdom. It was captured by the other kings and Sdom lost everything. Avram comes along, rescues everything, and now it's Avram's. Watch what the King of Sdom says. Vayomer Pasuk Chafal, look at it closely. Vayomer Melech Sdom El Avram. Ten li hanefesh, right? Give me the people. Vaharechush Kachlach. What does Kachlach mean?
Take.
As if he's giving it to him, right? And here he's standing there with Abraham, and everyone there knows exactly what happened, and it just happened a moment ago. But the King of Sodom says, listen, I'm prepared to give you all of the Rechush. And Abraham hears what he says. If this is what he's saying now, you know what he's going to be saying tomorrow and the next day. And Abraham says to himself, Harimoti Yadi El Hashem, and he says not just himself, but this is his reasoning. Harimoti Yadi El Hashem, Kel Yon Koneh Shemayim Va'aretz, Imichut Va'atzroch Nal, etc. V'lo Tomar Ani He'esharti Et Avram. You know where Avram got all this from? He stole it from me. Avram recognizes that there is a potential here for Chil Hashem. There is Malki Tzedek, who is open to the idea of there being this highest God. He doesn't recognize that's Hashem, but Avram is subtly telling him that. Harimoti Adi Al Hashem Kel Elyon. Avram says, I have all the Rechush of Sdom. I'm not going to take the Rechush of Sdom. And you can imagine what Avram would have done with it. And we're not talking about Avram was trying to establish, right, the Wor Hashem throughout the world. But Avram says, you know what? I'm going to pass on this time. I'll get what I need another time. I'm going to pass on this time because there's an element of Chil Hashem here. And that's what Avram does. And he says, Harimoti Adi Al Hashem Kel Yon Mitzroch Im Michut Vatzroch Na'al. I'm not going to take anything. This is where I think Shimon ben Shetach is coming from. Shimon ben Shetach is saying, I'm not a barbarian. I'm a follower of Avram Avinu. And it could be all the wealth in the world and I could have the most noble reason for wanting all that wealth. The bottom line is what comes first is this issue of Kiddush Hashem versus Chil Hashem. And therefore, the words of Shimon ben Shetach, Bai Havet Shimon ben Shetach, Mashma, Berich Elahon Yudai, Me'agar Kodein Alma. I think it's so important to understand the concept of Yahavtet Hashem Elokecha. Okay, we are out of time, but I'm not running. If people have questions, I'm here. The Simcha, you can ask. But being time. Okay, anyone who did not yet check off their name, please do so. It's over here. Anyone who did not check off their name for Wednesday, please do so.
Is it just peace from having like Zerah Therat and like...